Almost every state has its own license plate slogan. Florida is the Sunshine State. Arizona, the Grand Canyon State. Even here in D.C., license plates have a slogan, taxation without representation. In Wisconsin, there is some license plate slogan drama. Hope Kerwin of Wisconsin Public Radio has the story.
For more than 75 years, Wisconsin license plates have read America's Dairyland. That evokes images of red barns and peaceful fields full of black and white dairy cows, which perfectly describes Nordic Creamery, a small dairy farm in southwestern Wisconsin. In the creamery's production room, owner Al Beckham hand rolls butter into 12-ounce logs and wraps them in white paper.
It's kind of like what butter was made 40, 50 years ago.
This butter is going to a store in North Carolina. Beckham says people across the country seek out Wisconsin-made dairy products.
Everybody knows where the good cheese comes from.
But not everyone is as fond of the state's cheese-filled reputation. Kurt Bauer from the advocacy group Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce says it no longer fits the state's image.
I think it's time that we consider removing America's Dairyland from our license plate in favor of something more contemporary. Forward, for example, connotes resolve, indomitability, and progress. It's our state motto, has been since statehood 170 years ago.
Wisconsin without dairy? That's like asking Idaho to give up potatoes. Bauer made the comment at a recent event for Wisconsin business leaders, and it created an uproar here. So much so that he declined to be interviewed for the story. But the backlash shouldn't be all that surprising from people who self-identify as cheeseheads.
It'd be a crisis, wouldn't it? An identity crisis?
Lisa Torkelson has worked in the Wisconsin cheese industry for more than 30 years. She says the average Wisconsinite still feels connected to the dairy community.
You tell them what you do for a living, they'll say, oh, my grandpa milked cows, or my aunt or uncle milked cows, or my aunt or uncle worked in a cheese factory.
While residents may be proud of their state's dairy heritage, Wisconsin no longer produces the most milk. Since the 1990s, that's been California, though Wisconsin still makes the most cheese. And if the state wants to grow tourism and other industries, marketing consultant Steve Cohn says it has to pivot.
Do they want to attract more business? Do they want to attract more tourism? If they want to do both, this is probably not the right line, because cow farmers just aren't, no offense, aren't all that attractive.
Cohn thinks it will take a lot more than a new slogan on a license plate to revamp Wisconsin's national identity. And that's just fine with Al Beckham.
It's still going to be known as America's Dairyland, and they can't take that away from us.
He's confident that customers across the country will still buy his dairy products, regardless of what's on his license plate. For NPR News, I'm Hope Kerwin in La Crosse.